Hello and welcome once again to Podcast in the Woods. As always, I am your host, Boomer, and joining me is my wonderful and amazing co-host, Gabby. Gabby, how are you doing this
I'm
evening?
So excited.
Me too.
To talk. And then we're going to rewatch it when we're done.
Yes.
Yay!
So, we are doing a special episode this evening. We don't do these a whole lot, but there is a film that has caught our attention.
And our hearts.
And we have, well, you posted about it on the socials. So this will probably come as no surprise once we are saying this. But you wanted to do a special episode on this year's Slay, and I was all for it. And I'm here for it.
I mean, I said it in the thing that I put on Twitter. It's only April, the beginning of April. We have Long Legs coming. We have Cuckoo.
Cuckoo's going to be awesome.
Everything's going to be fucking amazing, but I don't know that there's going to be a horror movie that comes out this year that is going to top the experience that I had watching that. And we didn't even watch it in a theater. We watched it on the couch.
Yeah. With commercials.
With commercials. I mean, like, are you kidding me? I can't. It was such an amazing experience. It's such an amazing movie. Every single character was just adorable. I mean, I can't.
Okay. Well, before we get into any more, why don't we just go ahead and do the IMDb?
Please and thank you.
And give everyone their props, obviously.
Oh.
So, Slay, 2024. After a booking mistake, four drag queens find themselves performing for a mostly unwelcoming crowd. And I can't even read this without, like, smiling a little bit. But when vampires attack, the crowd looks to the queens to save the day.
Always look to the queens to save the day. If you can do your makeup like that and wear those heels, you can slay a fucking vampire.
So this was starring Ryan A. Taylor. Oh, and I just went. There we go. Heidi in Closet, which is
so cute.
Is so amazing.
So obsessed with you.
Crystal Method.
Obsessed.
Caramel.
Obsessed.
Donya Cash.
Oh my god, obsessed. Adorable.
Neil Sandilands.
Obsessed.
Gabriel Harry Metz. Melts.
Love that name.
Daniel Jenks. Robin Scott. The amazing Robin Scott.
Scott.
Warwick Greer. Shane John Kruger, John Vaz, Richard Wright Firth, Gustav Rusu.
Ooh, Gustav, love it.
Besser Weon and others.
All of the others, okay? Every single fucking person that walks on the screen in this movie is amazing.
The cast of this is not only is the cast of this good, but this is written and directed by the amazing
Jem Gerard, who has, by the way, the most amazing name I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Do you
remember Jem and the Holograms?
Yes.
Ah! Truly outrageous.
All right. Is it Jem Gerard or Jem Gerard? Please forgive us if we are not pronouncing your name.
Jem, you're never going to listen to this, but swear to God, no disrespect.
Yes, absolutely. Because it is written and directed by them. And oh my God, this is so well written. And the good thing is, like, there are characters that you're supposed to not like, and you don't like them until some of them have, like, kind of a turnaround.
A redemption arc.
And some of these characters that are just, like, pieces of shit, by the end of the movie, have some of the funniest lines in the film.
Oh my God. And just become, like, exactly what this movie does so fucking well is it really, to me, and I don't know if this was done on purpose or if I'm just, like, you know, emotional and, like, trying to see things, but this is a really humorous and really fucking adorable take on teaching tolerance in that at first you can't. You just can't. Right. People are going to be ignorant assholes. Stop it, by the way.
Everybody starts off somewhere, you know?
Them. Fucking asshole. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. But when you find one of them that you can actually teach, it's
Yeah,
not going to
that's
happen right away. But when
right.
it does, it's like, see, you see that these are good people, and now everybody else can see that you're good too. And so these people that you're like, oh God, I hope that motherfucker gets bit. By the end, you're like, no, save them. Oh my God, I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let us just say, from like, just in case anybody's worried, this is going to be a spoiler-free review. This movie just dropped on Tubi. That is where it is playing right now. So we are not going to spoil this movie at all, because we want you to go into this movie kind of, well, you know, if you're listening to this with a little bit of insight, but all, and, you know, insight onto what we think about it. But we're not going to spoil this. We're not going to give any kind of major plot points or anything like that. So
I have a spoiler.
you are safe here. Oh.
Spoiler, you're gonna fucking love it.
Yeah. So that is the only spoiler. Both of us absolutely adore this film. And it's no secret. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't love a vampire for the most part.
Okay.
Now, let me
Keep going.
okay.
I just
So
said okay.
yeah, you don't love a vampire, but both of us are huge drag fans. Me especially, because, you know, I turned you on to Dragula and all that.
Bitch, I was at drag shows before you knew what a drag
But
queen was.
you are,
Thank you to tonight.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, we're kind of on equal grounds here, to where we both absolutely love drag. So you're not a vampire fan, but you are a fan of drag. Going into this last night, which is when we watched it for the first time, what were you expecting, and did your expectations get met, or were they kind of like mine, just a little bit blown away, even though I was expecting some goodness?
I was expecting a lot of camp, because drag queens. I was expecting a lot of humor because drag queens. I was expecting a lot of I don't want to say frustration, but do you know what I mean? Because local bigots, you know that, you know,
Yeah.
when you watch a movie and you know that the people are bigoted and you get that feeling, it's not apprehension, it's not
Yeah.
frustration. It's just like that feeling. Like, I was expecting that.
We don't take kindly to your type around here.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, fucking bobo. Anyway, so yeah, there were a lot of things that I was expecting to have. I was, to be completely honest, sorry, Jem, I was expecting it to be, remember we watched Death Drop Gorgeous,
Which I love.
which you love, which, I mean, okay, it was fun. But it wasn't, you know, that's kind of what I was expecting. I was expecting it to be like, oh, okay, we watched that. That was okay. That was an experience, whatever. I was not expecting to be like 10 minutes into the movie and be like, I love you and you and you and you and you, and I want to come and fight the vampires too because I love you and I adore you and you need to be protected at all costs because you're all angels on earth.
We went to a bar tonight, and when we got there, I was like, man, I sure hope the drag queens show up. We end up battling vampires by the end of the night, but it didn't happen. That's okay, because yes, we probably are going to turn this on again this evening.
Not probably.
Okay, we are
Thank
going to
you.
turn this on here in just a
Soon
few
as we're done.
minutes after we get done with this recording. But I was with you. There are, and I love drag, and you know, I love LGBTQIA plus horror. I really do, and I really like it when,
Side note, also spoiler free, we watched Summoning Sylvia the night before, and
yes,
that was also amazing.
really good, really good.
Oh my God.
But they can be hit and miss sometimes, and so you're right. I as much as we're here anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about this. I was a little not apprehensive, but you know, I had some just a little bit of reservations going into it. Like, okay, this sounds fun. I know it's going to be fun, but how good, like truly, objectively good, is this film going to be? This is a legitimately good film. This is a legitimately good horror comedy.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Speaking of prejudices against this movie before we even started. So you were a little bit apprehensive because you were like, I don't know, is it going to be good? My biggest apprehension about this movie was it's a Tubi original. Was that part of it?
Honestly, it really wasn't that it was a Tubi original. And the only
Oh,
reason is
100% for me.
I did watch She Came from the Woods last year in the theater. And that was also a Tubi original. And I think that
Was
one.
that the Jill Gavarzian movie?
No. That's a different movie. She Came from the Woods is like a camp slasher ghost type movie.
Did I watch it?
You haven't seen that yet. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want to
But
watch it.
it is it's kind of along the same lines. It kind of like turns camp slashers ghost stories on its head, and it's a lot of fun. This one I think does a lot of those same things. Now, of course, just because it's a Tubi original, these filmmakers are wildly different and they have their own projects. This one, though, my goodness, like from start to finish, it was a blast. Like at the very beginning, when I forget what his name is, we'll just call him Jeb. Forgive me, it's not his name. But when he gets turned at the very beginning of his pickup truck, like I was getting like really, really From Dusk Till Dawn vibes, which I also like from Dusk Till Dawn.
Did you ever see Tu Wong Fu or Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? Did you ever see either of those?
I've seen Tu Wong Fu like a long, long, long
Oh,
time
you have to
ago.
watch it again. Let's watch that too. I read some things. I was reading about it today because it did just come out. So not a lot of people are talking about this yet, but they will be, swear to God. A lot of people were calling it Tu Wong Fu meets From Dusk Till Dawn. And I can see that, but I also can't because this is way too original to be this is this plus this. Like, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not at all. But if you're going to have to generalize it like that, kind
A little bit, a little bit. Now let me ask you this, because one of my favorite aspects of this film is there really is no central protagonist. It's an ensemble flick.
of. Oh, it's so ensemble.
And everyone in here gets their time to shine. So there are
Props, Jem. That's
Yes,
hard.
it really is.
And
It
you
really
did it.
is. There are people in here that you think you're not going to like and you end up liking. There are people in here that you know you're going to like and they just reinforce like how wonderful that they are.
And how about no spoiler, but there are people that you love and then you hate them because of what they did, and then they come back later on and do something else, and you're like, oh my God, I love you again.
Yes,
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I
Yeah.
do. And that's the thing, like this movie is just amazing and has their own points and plot points to shine.
And you know what? I really think that we should give credit to the queens. I think that we should give credit to them because these are all very well known. Some, if not all, are from Drag Race. I mean, like, these girls are not your local, boys club neighborhood queens that perform every Saturday night. Like, these are really well known that basically are they're the names. And they're the ones that are going to be drawing people to see this movie. And the fact that they play these characters so well, so subtle, yet so supportive, that these quote unquote side characters that maybe aren't supposed to be as important, they allow it to become an ensemble. And that in itself is some fucking phenomenal acting.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Like the acting in this, which goes to show just how well the direction of this film is, how
Yes, Jim.
and how good the writing is. Like
Yes, Jim.
not only do everyone or does everyone in here shine and have their moment to shine, but they play off one another like so well. It's like, in a basketball game, you have somebody that just like lobs it up and another character comes in like, ah, I'm gonna dunk it. I'm dunking this fucking one-liner.
Wait, I thought you had to hold the ball to dunk it, though.
Well, like sports metaphors. So alley-oop is like when somebody passes it in the air and another person grabs it out of the air and dunks it.
I thought that was when you stick it in her ass without telling her first. Okay, explain it again. You said alley-oop
Podcast.
and I was
All
picturing
right,
alley-oop.
so somebody like a basketball player, they pass the ball, like they pass the ball, somebody else runs to the basket, jumps and catches it in the air and dunks it. So like these people
Isn't
are
that traveling?
no.
They didn't dribble it before they shot it.
It doesn't because they're flying through the air. It doesn't matter. Like that's the last sports metaphor I'll ever use, I promise.
I'm sorry.
No, you're
I'm
fine.
sorry. I'm sorry I ruined the episode, everyone. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't
you're
know.
good. You're good. You're good. All right. So in
Good at
this
an alley-oop. No spoiler.
right. So let me try to steer this
Let's
conversation
try
now.
to collect his thoughts
Exactly.
right now.
Think of the transitions. We're gonna try this. Okay. So one of the good things, though, not one of the good things, because we've already mentioned a few of these, but I love how badass this is. And so we've talked about how wonderful that the characters are and how everybody gets a chance to shine, but they're also just like random people in here that kind of play their role, if you know what I'm talking about. And like I again, no spoilers, but it is so well done where you get these people that you've never seen before, and some crazy stuff happens, and it's just absolutely like perfect, like
Oh my God.
beat for beat. Like this doesn't
Unfucking believable.
how well paced is this movie?
It's not a secret. I don't like a fucking long movie, and I don't like a movie that feels long, and I don't like when shit drags. How many times did I say how much is left of this? I mean, you don't care. Like, you're so engrossed from the opening shot. It's just, I could have, honestly, Jem, you could have made this a fucking TV series because I could watch this, I could binge this. This is my like vampire Schitt's Creek. Like, this is, you know what I mean? It's like Downton Drag Abbey vampires.
Last thing before we get into our ratings, they kind of, in a way, and I don't know if it was, obviously it's intentional, but I don't know if it's actually setting something up. But I really, really want a Slay 2 with zombies. Like, how bad do you want a sequel to this movie?
Well, I just said I want an entire TV series out of this. I could watch this every single week for the next, like, this could be Friends. This could be Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy is about to start their 21st season.
It's too
No,
long.
I could watch this year after year, over and over and over again. This could be an entire fucking franchise. It's, yeah, let's do it with zombies next year, and then the year after, let's do it with ghosts, and then the year after that, let's do it with fucking slashers. And like, I mean, like, let's just, because here's the thing. I'm not going to say it yet because we're not into our final thoughts, but I have a thing that I want to say.
Okay.
So.
Well, you can continue on. So we will get into our final thoughts and ratings. So just go ahead. Like, what are your final thoughts on Slay? And what would you score this on a 1 to 5 rating? Ow.
Motherfucking 5 out of fucking 5. This fucking movie, okay. Sorry, Taika. This has replaced What We Do in the Shadows as my all-time, and everybody knows I love me a horror comedy. This has replaced What We Do in the Shadows as my favorite vampire horror comedy.
Wow, that's
Immediately,
strong.
within the first 30 minutes, this was more engaging. It was, I don't want to say smarter because What We Do in the Shadows was really fucking smart. This was as smart as What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh,
This
yeah.
was, there were moments that were really super slapstick. And you love that. Everybody loves that. But
Sure.
there were also parts that were so dry and so witty that it was like, oh my God. Like, I mean, I feel like the entire time I was watching this in my head, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm obsessed and I need this in my life. I need this to be like on my normal rotation. So, by the way, Tubi, could you please make a DVD of this so that I can watch this without ads?
4K Blu-ray, please.
I don't know what that means, but yes, and that too. And I just, I haven't seen a movie in a really long time with an entire, like you said, ensemble cast that I fell for every single character. And I rooted for the bad guys to redeem themselves. I rooted for the good guys to help the bad guys redeem themselves and also to destroy the bad guys. Like, that's so weird that like you're rooting for both of those things at the same time. You want every single fucking character to succeed. And that's really hard to do because an actor can do so much, but when it comes down to it, it's the writing. And for Jem to have done what she, I don't know what they did. I don't know Jem's pronouns, so I'm just calling Jem they. For Jem to have done what they did, that is unfucking believable. And that is such a pile of talent that I imagine Jem has trouble standing up straight because it's just a peak of talent. And there's she they just need a flag on the top. I mean, it was fucking unbelievable. My other final thought is I do have to give, because we were discussing this and we actually reached out. Hi, Robin. Check your Instagram messages. Sheila. We need to take a moment to talk about Sheila.
If we took a moment to talk about every character, this would be
No,
like a
no, 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 no.
2 hour
I want
podcast.
to take a moment to talk about Sheila.
But Sheila was hilarious. Like there is moments in here, and they have one of the best things ever. Okay, so I'll go into my final thoughts. And I'll piggyback off of what you said. But yeah, speaking of Sheila,
Hi, Sheila.
there are things in here.
Be my bestie.
And running jokes, and it's not just one. There are a couple of running jokes in this movie that it's perfect. It's one of those things where the first time you see it, you kind of chuckle a little bit, and then the second time you see it, it's like, ah, oh, you know, you're like, I get it, you know, and that like chuckle kind of goes away a little bit, but then because it's a running joke, like it just keeps going, and the longer it keeps going, the better it gets. And by the end of it, you're like fucking laughing your ass off. And that has that in there, and it does involve Sheila, and she is just a pure joy. She is a gem in this film.
One of the greatest characters I think we've seen in a really long time.
Yes.
Like, I can't. I can't. And you know what? Speaking of final thoughts, don't mean to interrupt you. Another movie that we watched recently was, what was it? The Royal Milk Hotel?
The Royal Hotel.
The Royal Hotel. Remember how bad that was and we were annoyed?
I wasn't annoyed by it, but yeah, I expected a lot more from that.
I was. What the fuck? What was that about? What happened? This was like if Royal Hotel was good.
It's a different movie, but I see what you're.
Way different movie, but I'm just saying,
Yeah.
fucking bar in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I see what you're saying.
Although I do love an Australian accent.
Now, so final thoughts for me. This is, we've already said it, a well-acted, well-written, well-directed, well-done film. It has a message, but the message is so expertly done, and it's so expertly like woven into the narrative.
Not one moment of preaching.
Exactly. It's just so beautiful. It's fantastic. Wrapped in this just chaos and hilarity and fun. It's amazing. And like I said, you get a little bit of From Dusk Till Dawn. Yes, you get a little bit of Tu Wong Fu. Like
I want to watch Tu Wong Fu.
the perfect pairing for this, yes, is like maybe to start out your night with Dracula, and then to watch Tu Wong Fu, and then to finish it off with Slay.
I mean, it's always the perfect beginning to an evening
Exactly.
to watch Dracula.
That's
When
absolutely
will
right.
we ever not recommend that?
But this is one of those movies where I say that it's just kind of a perfect joy for me. Everybody knows that I love silliness. I love a horror comedy. And it's really, 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 really impossible to get to Evil Dead 2 territory for me. But this rivals that. It's really,
What?
yeah, it's really fucking close. Like, I love this movie. This movie has definitely like rocketed into my top five movies of all time. It's fucking fantastic. It's one of those things, Gabby, and I don't say it very often, but this movie is a goddamn masterpiece.
What the fuck?
That's right. I love this movie. It's a 5 out of 5 for me.
I mean, I
No reservations. It is phenomenal.
cannot. Oh my God. Seriously. I mean, I don't know why that we made this like an entire fucking episode. By the way, I got off work at 7 and we went and had a couple cocktails at our favorite bar. So we're a little loose. We're not waisty pants. This is not an exaggeration. This movie is so fucking good. So good. Stop
So,
it. And I can actually understand why this rocketed to his fucking top five,
I
is
know.
what I'm saying. Like, stop it, Booms. But seriously, like, I get it.
It really is. Like,
Oh my
that
God.
is no exaggeration.
Oh my God.
And if you have not seen this, we did not spoil a single thing for you. I think we were very good. So, as soon as you get done listening to this, if this sounds anything like it is in your wheelhouse, if it sounds like nothing is in your wheelhouse, I promise you, it is going to blow your expectations away. So go watch this movie on Tubi. It is phenomenal. It is fantastic. And
I have a pun.
okay, go ahead, and then we'll wrap this bitch
Like a condom.
up.
So remember I asked you if you remember Jem,
Yeah.
and the writer director's name is Jem. Jem is truly outrageous. What? I
All right.
did it.
On
Oh
that
my God.
note,
Gabby out, mic drop.
until next time, guys, stay scurry.